Hi there. Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Getting kids to school in Detroit can be a real hassle. I've talked to parents who drive their kids nearly 30 minutes to get them to their school of choice, whether that's a public school or a charter school. In his State of the City address this week, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan outlined a plan. Pick an area, then offer bus service from school to school, public or private, and to a center for daycare.
Let's take an area in northwest Detroit, say Southfield, Livernois, and Fenkel to 8 Mile. And we've got about a dozen charter and DPS schools. Let's have a combined bus route that serves both of them.
So keep the buses running in a loop from school to school. A student can catch the bus at the nearest school to his or her house and then be delivered to the school they actually attend. Duggan says the city, the Detroit Public Schools Community District, charter schools, as well as philanthropic organizations will have to work on a pilot program just to see how this goes. Well, Tanya Allen is the president and CEO of the Skillman Foundation, and they are on board for this project. What was it about this bus loop project that made sense to you?
Well, thank you for having me, Lester. And one of the things that made sense for us is that we have heard from families for many years that they need transportation to get their children to school. One of the biggest concerns we see from families and one of the biggest determinants in parents choosing school is whether or not they feel like their children are safe. And so this is a successful model that occurred in Denver that's being brought to Detroit that would get families to and from one of 10 schools, all which are stronger schools in our city, as well as get to transport them to after-school programming, which we believe is important for all children.
Yeah, as the mayor described, this is in northwest part of the city, and there are stops. Actually, how this would happen is buses would start doing that loop, and they would stop at each of the schools. And then the Northwest Activity Center would also be a stop. I was just at that center recently. It's very nice. Duggan wants a daycare program established there. That way kids could catch the bus at school and ride to the activity center, do homework or a program there, then catch the bus to the school nearest their home. And the buses would keep running until 6:30 at night. So how critical is having that community center to this whole plan?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. It is. It becomes a hub of the community and making sure that kids can get to it. We, as a foundation, ran a loop very similar to this that just went to after-school programs in southwest Detroit, and families absolutely love this. They need this kind of service, and I think the one thing that the mayor has done that's been pretty amazing is to organize it where this pilot will actually be able to be in place for 5 years to make sure that all families, if they sign up for it, that they know it's going to be there for the long run. And then the second thing related to it that I think it's important, it is going to be a financially sustainable model. So, yes, there are philanthropy, which is us, and the city that's coming in, and the public school systems that are coming in. So I think once we prove the value of this model and the practicality of the model, it'll give us an opportunity to expand it so that we offer families more opportunities.
Well, self-sustaining, you said, generally speaking, foundations like yours want to see projects become self-sustaining. How can that happen in this situation? How's it going to pay for itself?
One of the things that we believe in this model is that if this model is successful at recruiting families who have who live in Detroit but choose to send their kids outside of Detroit because they now have access to high-quality schools, they now have access to safety and transportation and after-school programming, that those new revenue dollars that come into either charters or public school systems will be able to help subsidize these costs. So we know that many schools are doing this, and the mayor articulated it in his State of the City address, where he showed the bus route for River Rouge schools, which is figuring out a way to carve out money from their resources to run a bus route around the entire city of Detroit.
Yeah, the mayor said River Rouge has 200 miles of bus route, and they take Detroit cities back to their school district and get that school aid money.
That's exactly right, and they're not the only ones. Oak Park, more than 50% of the kids who attend Oak Park schools live in the city of Detroit. I'm not critiquing Oak Park or River Rouge. What I am suggesting is that this bus route is a way for Detroit to have a ground game that's focused on increasing our market share of students rather than what has been happening in our city for a really long time, which is Detroit Public Schools Community District and the charters fighting over a shrinking market share of students. What we're saying is stop fighting over those students. Let's serve those students well, and then let's also go after some of the 27,000 kids who leave our city every single day to go to school in another community.
I'm wondering what kind of effect do you think this will have on people who actually live in that area right now, but they send their kids to a school across town?
Well, I think that it will expand their opportunities, and what we're hoping is that they'll have confidence that the city and the people who run this city and who care deeply about this city care deeply about them, that they know that we're trying to make Detroit a great place for them to raise their children, and that any parent or grandparent would be able to see that and detect it because of the services and the innovations that we're putting in place.
So when does this service start?
The service is going to start at the top of the new school year in 2018-19. So in September, this bus route will be going, but we will be out in the field in the next couple of months talking deeply with parents to understand what their concerns are, what their desires are, because what we want this system to do is be customer-driven, user-driven. So we want to make sure that we're meeting their needs, not just providing a service that we think is useful.
Tanya Allen is the president and CEO of the Skillman Foundation. We've been talking about a project that would offer a looping bus service to 11 schools, both public and private, and a community center in Northwest Detroit. Thanks for explaining the project to us.
Thank you for having me.